Trunk and pumpkins, pie eating contest, potato sack races, and barbecue are just part of the festivities planned at Crabtree Farms during the inaugural Pumpkin Smash Fall Harvest Festival. I spoke with Andrea Jaeger and Anna Chill from Crabtree Farms to find out what this new festival is all about. November 2nd is a fall harvest festival at Crabtree Farms, and this is the first time you've done that.
Mm-hmm. It's our Pumpkin Smash Fall Harvest Festival. It's a lot like the pig roast combined with last year's fall farm fair.
So you're putting together a couple of very successful things, kind of a fall carnival atmosphere, as well as a nice big feast for the community.
Exactly. We want it to be kind of an all-day event with live music, carnival-style activities, pie eating contest. It's just going to be a lot of fun.
What kind of pies are you going to have at that contest?
Oh, chocolate pudding pies with whipped cream. No pumpkin pies this year.
When you're talking games and activities, you have like potato sack races and all sorts of things that you would consider kind of an old-fashioned fun.
So we've got a free games alley with cornhole, hula hoops, a greased butternut squash relay, and potato sack races. Then we've got tractor rides, a petting zoo, face painting, a kids activity station where you can decorate a terracotta pot or a birdhouse and take it home. A fry station, which should be pretty cool. We're going to have all kinds of treats to fry. Sugar pie, a local vendor that makes pies will have her tiny pie bites available to deep fry, which will be delicious. A BB gun shootout range and pie eating contest, three of them throughout the day.
But yeah, we definitely wanted to bring in the kind of the fun on the farm feel to it. So games that you would think of would be on a farm. Even though we're an urban farm, we wanted to give it that kind of fun atmosphere.
This will continue from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's going to be a class for a trebuchet. Now, that is a siege engine from the Middle Ages. A lot of people think of it as a catapult, but a trebuchet uses a counterweight to send objects flying. What will you be flying across the fields?
We are encouraging people to bring their leftover Halloween jack-o'-lanterns to launch into our fields and turn them to compost. We will have some pumpkins available, too, if you don't have your Halloween jack-o'-lanterns to bring by. And I imagine we'll probably be throwing some little gourds a great distance. So.
Now, you have students from Boyd Buchanan also involved in your trebuchet. What's going on with those?
The Boyd Buchanan physics class had to build their own trebuchets to demonstrate their knowledge of physics. And so they had a competition a few weeks back, and we wanted to bring them in to be part of the fun. So they'll be bringing their own trebuchets, and we'll have them all set up, and you can see all the different models, see how they work, learn all that you can learn about a trebuchet, and then watch your pumpkin or gourd or whatever you bring catapult through the air.
We do request that you bring things that are easily compostable. Do not bring plastic jack-o'-lanterns.
Exactly, yes, because they will end up in our fields.
Admission is just $2, or you can bring food for the area food bank.
It's a really reasonable fee per person, or if you bring a non-perishable item, you get in for free. We want our basket that we give to the food bank at the end of the day to be the healthiest basket that they've ever received. So please think about what healthy food items you can bring and keep the other items that aren't so healthy just at home. So.
You'll also have live music at the venue. Who's going to be playing?
Well, our headliner is from 6 to 7:30. It's a local band called Big Kitty. They're pretty amazing.
They'll get some good bluegrass going throughout the day. And there will be a dinner as sunset approaches.
Yeah, starting at 4 until we run out of food, we are going to be having a local dinner with slow-roasted beef sandwiches from Circle S Farm. And hamburgers with local meat from Link 41, served on Mead Loves buns, savory cornbread from 212 Market Restaurant, coleslaw, vegan chili, and mashed sweet potatoes with Crabtree veggies. So it's going to be great.
It sounds pretty good. So you had a good sweet potato crop this year.
Oh, the sweet potatoes did great this year. And so you can not even imagine how many we've been peeling just getting ready for this. So,
any dress-up things going on?
As it is so close to Halloween, we encourage you to bring your Halloween costume. Come dressed up. It's going to be fun. Crabtree staff has been toying around with the idea of getting in costume, too. No promises yet, but we're hoping to have a lot of fun.
We'd like to say thanks to our sponsors, Madera's Siding and Windows, Link 41, Loopy's Pizza Pies, Need Love's Breadworks, Modern Way Printing, and 212 Market Restaurant.
We will have local vendors setting up during the Pumpkin Smash. Missing Link will be there with local brats. Sugar Pie will be there with her tasty pies. And Velo Coffee Roasters will be selling their hot cups of coffee to keep people happy all day long. And then also we'll have apple cider from Wheeler's Orchard.
Is this rain or shine?
This is rain or shine, and it's going to be a great time. And we'll also have a bonfire raging during the dinner hour just to keep people warm. So come prepared for the weather, but be prepared for fun, too.
Should people bring lawn chairs and stuff?
Lawn chairs would be great. Bring a blanket to sit on. We will have an area for Tiny Tots, activities for kids under 2 years old. And we'll have great seating for people to sit and enjoy dinner, watch the activities, and enjoy the music.
The inaugural Pumpkin Smash Fall Harvest Festival is Saturday, November 2nd at Crabtree Farms, beginning at 10 a.m. There will be games, pie-eating contests, tractor rides, BB gun shooting, music, and a community feast later in the evening. People are encouraged to bring their jack-o'-lanterns to launch across the field in the Pumpkin Chunkin' event. Admission is $2 or free with the donation of a healthy, non-perishable food item for the Chattanooga Food Bank. Proceeds from the Pumpkin Smash Fall Harvest Festival will go towards creating a kid-friendly outdoor space at Crabtree Farms. For more details, visit the web at crabtreefarms.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.